One area of homelessness that is harder to track is how many young Indigenous people are on their own. Henry Wilson caught up with Martin Smith, who runs a strong and caring homeless shelter in WA called Ebenezer.
We accommodate roughly around 34% of our clients would be Indigenous. I don't think that is like a complete reflection on what the total number is. If you was to walk around the city and have conversations with young people, I'm sure you'd find that number would be much higher. We roughly cater for around 40 to 50 young people in a six-month period. So we're one service, and I'm sure that the other services, that their numbers would be very similar to ours. There's a couple of things for me. One is that we don't really know the exact number of homeless young Indigenous people because, one, we've got limited data on it, and I think that there needs to be a greater focus on looking at what the numbers are. This includes having conversations with families to see what family members are residing in their facilities that are either boarding or couch surfing or just moving around in those family circles. I think some of that would be interesting data as well.
What is your institution doing to try and help homelessness?
We run programs that equip young people for independent living. In a nutshell, that's what it is. It's not just about equipping young people for independent living. It's also about helping young people understand who they are and looking at identity, looking at their connection to people, their connection to community, their connection to their culture, their connection to country as well. We also work on emotional regulation. We look at how they manage themselves. We look at their thinking, their choice-making. We go through a whole lot of things with them because we know that there's many elements that actually cause people being homeless. So looking at self-worth, talking about communication, trust, looking at if they're using any substances, and looking at dealing with grief and loss. If they're suicidal, we also work around getting them to see some of their patterns of behaviour, but also understanding how they react to some of this stuff. So looking at boundary, respect, planning, education, employment, health and wellbeing, social media, budgeting, finances. So there's a whole range of things that we do with clients.
And in your experience, what are the main causes of homelessness for adolescents?
One of the things that we've seen in recent times, the high increase of mental health issues with clients. Some of that is directly related to alcohol and substance abuse, but also the other bit is that there's trauma that young people are trying to navigate their way through. They would be the main ones, I'd say. You know, then you look at family relationship breakdowns, lack of community supports for young people, needing support to even understand conflict and how to deal with that in an effective way. I think in some cases, there's young people that want to actually get out of home and do their own things. We've had couples that have come to us as well. But, you know, generally what you find is that there's some instances where young people don't have family support or community support when it comes to accommodation.
In your opinion, if you had endless money, where would you spend it to prevent homelessness?
I think that the services are reactive, so we're reacting to the needs. And if you look at the family structures, that's where I'd be spending my money. How do we support families better in order to ensure that their young people stay in those facilities? But obviously there's a cohort or a group of young people that haven't got family structures as well. You could invest some of that money in different types of arrangements when it comes to accommodation, like single facilities for single people. We're getting a lot of young people that are coming through that also are young mums as well, and they haven't got facilities in which they can stay in. So you'd be looking at creating options for them.
That CEO of Ebenezer Home in WA, Martin Smith, he was speaking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.